Padre.
Next year we're going to be able to spit that out. Feliz Dia Padre.
Feliz Dia del Padre.
Dia de Padre.
And what are some of the things you have seen out of Jared before starts, and what do you like him to see improve to maybe stick a lot longer here?
Yeah, I think, you know, for heat of Jared right now, I think he's really commanding the sinker at the bottom of the zone, establishing the fastball command, and then utilizing his off-speed pitches for putaways. So yeah, we'll look for that today. Hopefully he comes out, throws strikes, gets ahead of hitters, gets some early contact outs on that sinker, and we get a good outing from him. He did, yeah. So Piscotty will be on his way to Vegas on Tuesday to play, I believe, right field or DH. Yeah, you know, with Steven's history, his experience going through this process, we'll continue to communicate with him, and see how he's bouncing back and how comfortable he is with his timing, and we'll continue to just communicate through this process. Yeah, I mean, he's taking some really good at-bats. He's putting the baseball in play with two strikes. And, where we're at offensively, trying to generate some more runs. I think, the job he's done over the last four games, we're going to move him up there and see if we can get some things started. Yeah, I think there's a lot for Jared to look at yesterday in terms of Cole's success and how he navigated the lineup, and they're two different style lefties. Cole's more four seam. He's got the cutter. He's got a little two seamer too. But I think there's enough similarity to build a game plan around what Cole did yesterday.
Take your time, right? First off, but number two, I'm kind of a milestone for Phil.
I'm going to get annoying in particular.
Experience is that hopefully rub off and go something else on this year.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime you have a veteran player, as you speak about it, the 1,300 games, the knowledge that's behind that career, you as a manager hope that he's mentoring some of these younger players, which he is, and doing that role that is invaluable inside that clubhouse.
You guys have known each other for a while. Is it more than just a player manager?
It is. I know Jed really well, as you talk about. He was a rookie in 2008 with the Red Sox. So we've spent a lot of time together. Yeah, I think there's a balance. It brings a balance to your life when you're an athlete on a competitive level like this. Your whole focus is, your career. And once you become a dad, it quickly enlightens you as to what, the meaning of life is really about. The responsibility that you take on is different. It's not just about yourself. About others.
Well, Danny went through a little bit of bump about 2 weeks ago after a very good start. Now it seems that he's back to be himself again. But, how important is this, having him have that confidence that you already knew that he could be a good, very good closer, but now he seems to be ensure himself thanks to that few games in a row?
Yeah, I think every bullpen arm down there is going to go through some stretch, and and trying to instill the confidence in behind them that their successes they've had are going to, you're going to go through a lull, you're going to go through some hard times, and seeing it through on the other end for Danny, he's obviously had some stretches and of maybe you would say small amounts of frustration and lack of success, but you talk about his character and how he's handled it, and yeah, it's good to see him fighting through that and continuing to help that bullpen in that role that he's in right now.
Yeah, it seems like the same thing happened to Zach Jackson. He had a horrible day about 2 weeks ago that he gave walks to everybody, right. And now it seems, you know, he came back yesterday from I think 3-0 count to strike out a guy.
It was a 3-0 count, and he worked his way all the way back with the bases loaded to get the hitter. That also shows some growth, because the last time he was in that situation, as you spoke about, it was his fourth walk of the inning. So good to see Zach fight through that yesterday and come out on the right end of it.
Same thing applied to Barrera, although he's a hitter. Fight through the strikes, didn't really have a big hit yesterday, but learning just how to fight through the tough struggle area.
Yeah, and there's a balance to that too, you know, Ken, with young players, you know, they know the performance is always being judged, and you know, for Luis, his opportunities, you know, he took advantage of early, as you talked about the last few weeks haven't been going as well, but he's still going up there and competing, and it showed yesterday with the double down lines.
Alrighty, thanks,
Cots.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much.
I think I'm going to need a hat stretcher for this hat today. Mm-hmm. A little tight. They are nice hats. They'd be good road hats.